the first home. God made a special home for Adam and Eve. It was a garden. Have you ever planted a garden? Isn't it exciting? Have you ever planted seeds in the springtime and watched them come up? How thrilling it is to watch a flower grow and bloom. How exciting it is to watch watermelons grow on a vine and ripen. This garden home was called the Garden of Eden. God wanted Adam and Eve to have a beautiful home. He planted many kinds of trees there, trees for beauty and trees for food. Adam and Eve could choose their meal from many good foods, pears, dates, apples, nuts, peaches, olives, and other fresh foods just made by God. No garden has ever been so beautiful. God planted all kinds of seeds there to grow flowers and things to eat. Nothing was forgotten. The friendly animals and birds were there too. The songs of birds filled the air. A beautiful river ran through the garden to water the plants and to give drink to all. God did not build them a fine house or palace, although he did have gold and stone nearby. He chose to make their home among trees and flowers. They did not need shelter. In that day, there was no rain or snow. God caused a mist to come up from the ground to water the earth. Adam and Eve took care of the garden. God taught them how to do everything. He showed them how to take care of the plants and which ones were for food. They had so much to see and explore. They had interesting work to do. God asked them to take care of the garden. There were no weeds to bother them in the garden. Adam and Eve were happy because they had each other, good food, and beauty all around. They were the happiest when each day their God came into the garden to walk and to talk with them in the cool of the evening. We do not know what they talked about, but he was their teacher. There were so many things for these first two people to learn.
The message you have just heard was brought to you by the Church of Christ.